Hello. Hello, greetings, salutations, hi there, what's up? Konnichiwa and all that stuff. My name is Milky, and I opened myself up to questions from you, my watchers, listeners, hopefully readers. And I asked you to ask me anything, to just pick my brain and see how I felt about something, and I am fit to answer at least one of them. So I figured I'd start something off easy for me, which was instead of a question like, "Oh, how do you feel about this?" and "How does this make you mad?" and any of the silly questions like, "Does this outfit make me look fat?" I chose something a little more specific, and it was a question from Webslinger86 that was simply, "What made you feel that a mouse was your fursona? I'm just curious." Now, I say that's easy because I've answered it before. Lots of times. Let's see. Back when I was just getting into high school. So that's probably around, 15, 16 years old? Sooner, perhaps? I started getting into chat room role-playing. And this might be a bit of a far throwback, but just stay with me here, it all makes sense in the end. Anyway, I got into chat room role playing. I was just really into anime, so you get that you get those anime kind of role playing rooms. I made a character and just started poking around with the idea of playing somebody else every night after school, and it was different, but one of the first things that I had gotten into almost right away were what you guys might call cat girls. Those humans with cat ears, cat tails, that sort of thing. My logic behind this, I like girls, I like cats. That's weird, yeah, but I didn't see it as very weird when I got into it. I guess that's just because I am weird. But I was role-playing for a few years, and then eventually I stumbled across a program called Furcadia, which many of you have probably heard about, and anybody who goes on any of those furry mucks probably despises. And at this point, I despise it too, but that's a completely different story altogether. So, cat girls, these Nikos, as people call them, acted as sort of a bridge to get into furry stuff, which, when I got onto Furcadia, I made an anthro character of some nondescript. I believe his name was Kazuo, and I actually think three of my first submissions into my Furfinity gallery are actually stories written around him. And he was a feline character, and I don't even remember the specifics about him, but I started role-playing, and throughout my experience role-playing on Furcadia, I naturally started to check into Furfinity and pages like that, and starting to see furry art, and in order to see the adult furry art, I had to have my own page. So I registered a page and I called myself Milk Junkie. Now, that name came from a hentai I watched called Milk Junkies, and it's all around big tits, because at the time I was all about tits. Like, I was a big boob guy growing up. And I looked it up on the Urban Dictionary just to make sure that being a milk junkie meant what I thought it meant, and yeah, it means you like big tits. So that's what that means. And I think I had my own page on Furfinity for a while, and I never really posted anything. I just used it to look at art. And then one day, I just decided that I needed a fursona. Like, I had been there long enough to say, well, you know what, I want something of my own. It's not that I needed it, it's that I wanted to be included in some way with the community that I'd found myself in. So I started thinking about it because I'd been role-playing for a while, and I looked around at all the other characters that were being made, and I said, I said to myself, there are a lot of wolf characters, a lot of cat characters, like canines and felines are by far the dominant species that you would find in this fandom. Whether it's a wolf, and if it's not a wolf, then it's a fox, and if it's not a fox, then it's some other kind, it's a husky. Like, these are all very popular things, and I thought, I don't think I want to be what everybody else is going to be. I want to be something a little different. And then it very quickly became less about wanting to be different and more about wanting to be what I think as an animal would describe me. So it's not like, oh, I have a mouse spirit animal, I'm a mouse. I mean, no, not so much. It's basically I took the personified characteristics normally granted to animals that you'd find in stories or whatever, and I started going through them and saying, well, which one of these line up a little more with me? Now, I started thinking physical characteristics. My family, I'm probably the shortest one. I'm not short. I'm maybe 5 foot 8.5 inches tall, maybe 5 foot eight, maybe 5'7½", something around that area. But everyone else in my family, and even my little brother now, who was born when I was like 7, is taller than I am now. Like, they've all got these amazing growth genes, and I suppose due to the specific circumstances of my birth, I lost the genetic lottery, and I'm short. I'm not as short as my mom. I'm only a little taller than her, but I'm not growing anymore, and everyone else is taller than me. So I was small. It was way back before I got my jaw surgery, so I had buck teeth, about a 12 millimeter gap between my lower teeth and my upper teeth. So I had buck teeth, I was small, and I don't see myself as being a very strong or aggressive person, because I'm like 120 pounds soaking wet, maybe 130 now, but I'm pretty as fiery as I might be able to come off on the internet by getting all mad and stomping around. Very timid. Yeah, I can probably get taken out by a little girl. So I immediately thought, well, a mouse, because mice are these small, buck teeth, timid kind of creatures. Don't really make a lot of noise. I'm like, I try to be as nice and as gentle as I can. So I'm like, all right, that fits. My persona is going to be a mouse. Bam, I made that decision. It's mine. So that's how I came about that decision. Milky's appearance came out later. Like, I used Milky as a name because I just took my username and made it into my persona's name. And his appearance came based off of a Second Life avatar, because I had gotten into Second Life around the time when I decided I was going to make him. It's probably because I got into Second Life where I thought, well, I need an avatar, I need a persona to display as myself. So that was the whole reasoning behind it. I'm sure everyone has these great reasons behind why they've decided to make things the way they have, and I'd be kind of interested to hear them. I mean, if you want to sound off in the comments below with your own story about how your fursona or how your biggest, most popular main character came to be, then lay it on me, because it's fascinating to hear and it's nice to inspire discussion. So I've almost gone on for 10 minutes now, so I'm going to let you guys go back to the fapping or whatever you guys are doing. Thank you for listening to me, and I'm looking forward to answering another one of these real soon.